It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast. Right,
we went deep on the EJ Speed signing earlier in the show, but we know we've got some of you here on the back end of the show that are just getting in and have not had a chance to get takes on that yet. So, Seth, I know you did a YouTube video about this. What exactly are the Texans getting in this one-year, up to $5 million signing and signing of EJ Speed from the Indianapolis Colts?
EJ Speed is very athletic and he's very good against the run. He makes a lot of plays in the backfield. And if you're a Texans fan, you remember various times where he's come up and had big plays. In his first 4 years in Indianapolis, he was kind of a situational player at linebacker. He might play 20 or 30 snaps in a game and then mostly special teams. The last couple years, he's had an opportunity to be a full-time starter and he's just not consistent enough to be a good, or he hasn't at least so far been consistent as a full-time linebacker. So it's intriguing because even though he's going into his seventh season, I do feel like there's upside. I think that there's a chance that maybe he comes in and through the Texans coaching staff and playing on this defense, maybe you get the best version of EJ Speed. But I don't look at it as somehow him just being penciled in as the starter. He got a one-year $5 million contract. That tells you exactly how good he was as a linebacker the last couple years. He's a third-tier signing. But I do think there's upside there. And I think that in that linebacking core where they had a lot of injuries and or suspensions last year, they're going to find ways to use him. And even if it's only situationally, he brings playmaking ability there. And yeah. I think sometimes, especially in run situations or critical situations, whether he's starting or not, he'll probably make some big plays for the Texans.
The sense I got too, Seth, from reading his goodbye to Indianapolis and just some of the quotes, things like that, was it? I don't know that he necessarily wanted to leave Indianapolis. I think that factors into when your market is 1 year, $3 million to $5 million, whatever it may be, and you're having to go somewhere else just to get that 1 year deal. I could see though too where the Colts are looking at their defense and going, okay, we need to do some shakeup here. We need to improve. We just need better players. That was not a great defense last year, but I think that's sometimes a little bit telling too. Like it's
well, yeah, and it would be likely they're hoping to upgrade, and it would be a demotion for him where he goes from being a starter to if they either draft or whatever it might be that it was just time to move on. So the Cowboys and the 49ers were also in on him. Yeah. I don't know if the Texans had the best offer. I do think that the potential to do a 1 year prove it contract if you're going to choose a place to go. I think by now D'Amico's got a really good reputation for, hey, guys go and play for that Texans defense, and then they get better contracts elsewhere.
Yeah.
So I think that it, we'll find out if there's any details about any of the other offers. But the choice, if everything else was equal, the choice between going to the Cowboys or the Texans is a slam dunk easy
decision. No-brainer, yeah.
If you're a linebacker. Yeah, go play for D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he even said, Aaron Wilson had a piece that he posted on Click to Houston where he got EJ Speed for a telephone interview and talked about a lot of different things with him. In particular, D'Amico Ryan, the presence of D'Amico Ryans here was a huge selling factor for EJ Speed in coming to Houston. Also talked to him about the back and forth that he had with CJ Stroud over the last 12 months or so, call it. The EJ Speed was one of the two Colts linebackers who had a podcast, the In the Trenches podcast with Zaire Franklin, and the Texans were a big topic on that podcast at various times throughout the year and heading into 2024, especially after 2023, where CJ beat them in a Week 18 game in Indy to make the postseason. EJ Speed, well, first, this is CJ Stroud talking about EJ Speed and some of the trash talk that had gone on. And CJ said, man, you should have made plays back when you were mad about it, playing us last season.
Like, my boy EJ Speed, but it's a ton of dudes. It's not just EJ. He with my agent, and I tell him this to his face. I don't even trip it. But, like, a lot of dudes come to these podcasts, like, oh, yeah, I'm coming to hit. I'm going to hit CJ in his face. I'm going to get him next year. Why don't you do something? Like, where I'm from, we say, why don't you do something where you was mad at? You was mad right there, my do something.
Right.
You could have made hella plays, bro. Right. You could have made plays, dog. Right. You could have shut me up right there, but you didn't.
Right.
So what make you think you're gonna do it now? And right. If you do, I'ma come back, bro, for real. This ain't for no play, bro. I'm on, like, yeah. Come on,
y'all
man.
Y'all done got him in that mode.
You got me, you got me, this is, but you know what I'm saying? No, it's like, this is the mode I've been waiting to get. Like, I'ma slam CJ on his head, like.
Man.
You should have did that then, bro.
Right.
Now we're going to have another opportunity, and we played them first game of the year. Ooh. I'm excited. The Colts. Yeah. We're playing at their place. It's going to be rocking. Indy hates me already, and okay. I love it.
So there you go. I know we're talking about EJ Speed here, Seth, the thing that jumps out about that clip to me, and that clip took place sometime after the schedule came out, obviously, sometime between the schedule coming out and the start of the season. The big thing that jumps out about me is we've heard none of anything remotely close to that from CJ Stroud this offseason so far.
Yeah, you know, and I think that, and honestly, listening back on it, and CJ was open about this at the end of this past season, about just how little he knew about how hard it is to be an NFL quarterback. They'd had that nice, promising rookie year, but then this year he really learned exactly how hard it is. Is that, man, I don't care about whether he goes on a lot of podcasts or anything, but there's almost like a level of poise from mature veteran NFL quarterbacks to where you're above a lot of stuff. And like the one exception might be Phillip Rivers, but it used to drive me insane. I hated the way Phillip Rivers operated, where he just acted like a high school kid almost. Oh, yeah. I prefer the guys that are kind of just calculating assassins. You look at the highest level of any profession, and other than in boxing, where part of it is selling the actual fight,
talking,
like there's just
seats,
kind
yeah.
of a, and they're doing that as an act, you know. I like the calm, cool, collected, I'm not going to say a thing, I'm just going to destroy you version of a quarterback.
Nope.
I don't know. I don't think we're going to have any sound bites like that this year.
No, I don't think so either. Here was EJ Speed in response to that on Kay Adams' podcast.
What is the bone to pick? Because you know you have them week one in Indy. They're
They said I didn't make any plays, so I guess I gotta put the proof in the pudding, huh?
Yeah, and CJ Stroud likes to talk.
Yeah, that's his thing now. That's his thing. He liked to pop his. I mean, can we say he got a right to?
Yeah. So that was EJ Speed with Kay Adams. Now this other EJ Speed cut I really like, because this is EJ Speed and Zaire Franklin earlier in the offseason. This is right after the Texans, you know, within weeks after the Texans had beat them to take a postseason spot away from them. EJ Speed and Zaire Franklin talking about how degrading it was to the Colts defense for CJ to be hitting his third progression.
Yeah, after CJ's rookie year.
Yep.
He won't even be looking at the read, and then you know he got about one more look before it get ugly for him. And then he look at your guy and you didn't plaster like, got your ass. And then this motherfucker look somewhere else and throw the ball for a completion. You like, nah.
That's what I like about CJ the
That's
most.
That's your third read. You know how degrading that is for a quarterback to hit his third read?
Yeah, it'd be nice if he had time to
get to his third read. Yeah, he had more time his rookie year.
It's my
to do
dream
that.
This year is that for CJ to have time to get to his third read.
Yeah.
Or have his first read be open. How about that?
That would be great, too.
How about Bobby?
Yeah.
How about a little crosser or something?
Either one.
Get a little bit of easy action out there?
Yep. So that was EJ Speed. EJ Speed, the newest Houston Texan, and I'm with you. I am hopeful that playing for D'Amico Ryans gets you the best version of EJ Speed.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, uncertainty, self-doubt, stressing about not knowing where to start. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
If we were handicapping the depth chart going into week one, Azeez Al-Shaair, obviously, if healthy, is going to be one of the starting linebackers. If you had to handicap the battle between Christian Harris, Henry Toa, and EJ Speed, what's the Seth Payne sports book look like?
I can only guess and hope that Christian Harris will be 100% healthy because it was just a wash of a season for him last year. And I think that I think it's an open competition for whoever plays next to Azeez Al-Shaair. Toa, because he has more experience in this. I'm gonna go Toa. Harris than Speed.
So you have Speed third amongst them, huh?
Yeah,
that's...
But it's really close. It's really, really close. None of those guys are perfect candidates right now. Toa made a lot of progress, but he's got to continue to make more progress.
Yeah. Harris is the most physically talented. Like, if they're all three healthy and they all show up day... Like, if Harris shows up and I know he's healthy, then I'll go Christian Harris. It's weird the way the end of last season played out, Seth, where he finally comes back healthy, and he came back healthy, played a ton of snaps in that first game back against Miami. Remember that? Where he came back for that game. Now, that was one of the games that Azeez Al-Shaair was suspended for, so there's that. But he came back for that Miami game, played a ton. Christian Harris is who I'm talking about. And then was dinged up his ankle, but wasn't inactive for any of the games, in street clothes, inactive.
Yeah,
he was highly inactive. He happened to be wearing a uniform. You know, like, it was just
he played three games at the end of the year. He played Miami, Kansas City, and Baltimore.
Yeah,
and then didn't play until the Chargers game.
Yeah,
so he didn't play against the Titans in the last game, and he played seven snaps in the Chargers playoff game, and he played one snap in the Kansas City game.
Yeah,
and the first game against Miami, I thought he did some really nice stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then the next 2 weeks, he didn't look the same. And I got to guess that it was just either a combination of endurance from not having played all season or his calf just bothering him.
Yeah.
Because that was pretty much it for him. Really, he got three games of experience last year and looked good in the Miami game. But the other ones, I don't think he was doing much at all.
It's crazy, man. Just the total opposite of what the previous year was with Christian Harris at the end of the year. Had the pick six against the Browns in that loss to the Ravens in the playoffs. He might have been their best defensive player in that game, and then just totally out of favor by the end of the year. It's wild.
Yeah, so whatever his mysterious calf injury is, if he's 100% and he goes through OTAs and everything, I'd probably give the nod to him over Toa. Speed, I only because Speed in his fifth and sixth season in the NFL had a chance to be a full-time starter, and it looked like he should have been a situational player.
Yeah.
So that's where he's a huge wild card right now. He has the potential, the physical potential, I think, to be better than that, but it's just going to have to be because it's a better scheme fit and with better coaching.
Well, and I wonder if he's going to play special teams, too. I would imagine he's going to play special teams. You know, that's another good pickup. He was a good special teams player with the Colts, for those who don't know. Had the Astros been the first to use the torpedo bats, would the narrative be the same? That's a text message coming in. No, it would be the worst thing ever to happen to baseball, and the Astros would be huge cheaters.
Yes.
Huge cheaters. Yeah.
They would be all over them. Which, and by the way, I think Lindor, I saw one play say that Lindor plays with a torpedo bat, and it didn't do all that hot for him over
Not
the course
weekend.
Of three games.
No,
yeah.
You can't beat Arrigetti, Hunter Brown, and Framber Valdez with a torpedo bat. Come on now. Mm-hmm. No way. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Final segment coming up. Man, we got a sneaky sports night coming up here in Houston tonight for two big reasons. We will tell you what those are coming up next.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming
up. Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.